volunteer at WGXC.
He just comes up there and says nothing.
Hi, my name is Grace, and I'm from WMMT.
Could you do the same? No. So, should everybody else try to do the same?
No.
Should everyone, should we just go around and everybody can choose? Like, say their station and their name?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
All
right.
Okay, with this.
I'm Loretta.
Radio station are you from?
She's not from any radio station.
Exciting. I guess you don't have to. I guess you can just say it.
Yeah.
Unless you have a radio.
So, it's okay.
Let's
get it.
So,
I'm
Darren.
Do you
want to?
I'm Karen. I will be from
WGXC
soon.
I'm Andy. I'm connected with WGXC also.
I'm Corey, and I'm excited to be a new member of WGXC.
Yay. I'm Marjorie, and I'm without affiliation.
I'm Becky from WBKR.
I'm Amanda from WBKR.
I'm Emily from WGXC.
Hi,
you want to see mom? Just want to say your name? Can I say it?
And each kid
or you can take from one of these.
Yeah, you can either make up questions or take from one of these, but we
ask one question to an adult, any adult.
And then
you go back and sit in your chair.
No, actually, alright, a kid gets to ask an adult a question, and then after that, like, you have to say your name and ask a question and stuff, and then the adult gets to ask a kid a question, and you have to do the same thing, and then you move to the back, and someone else comes.
And then it rotates.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to try to everybody interview each other. We're going to try to see.
All right. We prefer if you try to make your own questions, but if you really can't, you can use these.
Any of these.
These four.
Could you read them off just in case that everybody doesn't read?
Okay. What? We're going to.
Read them off?
When and how did you find WGXC?
What do you want to hear on WGXC?
What is interviewing for WGXC?
What is interesting?
What is interesting?
Do you want to ever volunteer for a radio station?
Let's try to get started.
All right.
Gladly doing it. Sit in the hot seat in front of the microphone. And you just try to talk into the microphone, but not touch it, because it'll make big, loud sounds.
Do you want to adjust it so it can be?
So it's good to have, how far is it good to have the microphone from your mouth?
Well, you shouldn't be eating the microphone, as they say, because, you're breathing, they can hear all of your breathing noises, and it gets way too close. But you shouldn't be leaning back in your chair out of here. You should kind of make it, 3 inches away, maybe.
Is that about right?
Yeah, that looks about right.
So I just ask a question.
So what should they do first?
Well, they would say their name, and then they can ask their question, and then.
So you want to sit, so they should say their name?
Yeah, let them say their names.
So they introduce themselves?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Karen.
I'm Wilder. Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm a meat eater. Are you a vegetarian?
I hate vegetables.
I'm Madeline.
Hello, Madeline. I'm Andy.
What is interesting for you on WGXA?
I think the idea of having more local news about things that are happening to real people in Greene and Columbia County that aren't on any other news is very interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing that on the radio.
Okay.
Madeline, do you have any pets? If you do, can you tell everybody what sorts of pets you have?
I have 3 dogs, 6 fish, a dachshund, a Labrador, and a pit bull.
My name is Loretta. Why were you interested in starting this, even though you knew it was going to take a long time?
That's a great question. Why was I interested in starting this, even though I knew it was going to take a long time? Well, for me, I was really excited about the radio station and not just about it transmitting information, but the process of bringing everybody in the community together to build the radio station. So even though I knew that it was going to take a long time to get it on the air, I was excited about all of the time that I had to meet people like you while we were working to get it on the air. What is your favorite food and why?
I think I'm going to have to say my favorite food is pizza because I don't really know why. It's just my favorite food.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Grace, and what do you want to hear on WGXC?
I don't live in the listening area, but if I did live up here, what I would want to hear is the type of news that I'm not getting on commercial radio, and I'd want to hear more about what's going on in the community. Hi, I'm Marjorie, and I want to know what got you interested in being involved in community radio.
What got me interested is that almost a year ago, me and my mom moved from Louisville, Kentucky down to Whitesboro, Kentucky, and she became the general manager of a radio station. And the first day I came in there, it was just so fun. Like, I was on the air, and, like, I got to help pick out music, and everybody was just really nice to me.
Okay. Thank you.
This is a good tool.
Oh, thank you. Here, sweetie.
Oh, you're doing the best job ever. I was here.
No, you've got to get on the kid's side. You've got to go over on the kid's side.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Wilder again.
Hi, I'm Becky for the first time.
Do you like kosher dill pickles?
I absolutely love kosher dill pickles, actually. I'll eat them without a sandwich. If you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be?
To be right whenever I wanted to be right.
Very nice.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and I want to know what's interesting to you on any radio station. What's the most interesting?
I love hearing music that I've never heard before, and I really like people in the street recordings, as in, like, someone goes around outside and asks everyone they see one question and then hearing different people's opinions. Hi, I'm Amanda, and I want to know what is your favorite thing to do on a rainy day?
Well, I think it would probably be playing any sort of card game or anything like that, maybe.
Cool.
Any sort of game.
I am Wilder for the third time.
Woo! Woohoo!
What's your favorite brand of car?
My favorite brand of
car. And why?
I kind of like my car that I have right now, but I don't feel a real dedication to the brand, but
It has some decent room in it. The only bad thing is that it always loses its hubcaps, so right now I just have one left. And every time I see that car around, it is always missing the hubcaps.
Yep.
It's a Toyota Matrix. But it's a very lovely car otherwise. My name is Emily, and I want to know, what was your favorite song when you were little?
I didn't have ears when I was a baby, so I couldn't listen to songs.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, kind of.
Hi, my name is Madeline. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book is, well, I have two favorite authors.
That works.
And they are Dr. Seuss and William Steig. I actually really love reading children's books. I like Mo Willems, but not as much. My name is Karen, and who's your favorite author?
I don't really have a favorite author. I like Roald Dahl, Rick Riordan, Ann Martin, Shannon Creech, J.K. Rowling. I like a lot of different.
Did Shannon Creech write Hate That Cat?
I think it's That Dog or something. But the book that I really like that was written by her is Walk Two Moons.
Oh.
It's a really good book.
Okay. Good. Thanks for the recommendation.
Hi, my name is Kiana. And why do you like Bob Marley and why?
Oh, good one. Hi, my name is Christiana. And I do like Bob Marley. I think he was a great musician and a revolutionary, and his songs that don't often get played on the radio are about people power and really believing in people and the power that we have to change the world and to be our best selves and to make the world a better place. Kiana, what is your favorite Bob Marley song?
Don't Worry.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, my name is Olivia. I'm a 16-year-old kid. What is your favorite type of music?
My name's Andy, and my favorite type of music, I think, is any music that's really good. I like rock and roll, I like classical, I like jazz, but I think there's great music in all those categories and not so good music in all those categories. My favorite music of all time is the Beatles. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's your favorite place to be in the whole world and why?
My favorite place to be in the whole world and why is on top of my roof in my room when it's nice and sunny out and it's like a sunset. Yeah, so my roof would be my favorite place and why. Yeah, that's why.
Hi, it's Wilder for the fifth time. No, is it fourth or fifth?
Fourth.
And my question
is, have you ever burned your finger in your ring finger in a microwave, and why and how?
No, I haven't ever burned my finger in a microwave. I've burned my fingers a few times, but mostly on hot pots when I forget to grab a hot mitt by grabbing it without a hot mitt. My name is Marjorie, and a disclaimer, this is my son. and I'd like to know, what is the most interesting thing you've done here today and why?
Because it helps me stay alive.
Thank you.
My name's Lena, and my favorite song is. What's your favorite type of music?
Music. Hi, I'm Amanda. My favorite type of music would probably be alternative rock, because I really like music that gets me going and is just a pump. I just like stuff with a really good beat, and the lyrics mean something to me, I guess. What's your favorite type of music?
I like rock and roll, and I like mellow music, because it's nice to have mellow music around me and rock and roll music when it's my birthday party.
Cool. Thank you.
Yay.
Go, Lena!
My name's Madeline, and what do you want to hear on WGXA?
I want to hear from a lot of different people from the community, and I want to hear some really amazing music, and I want to hear kids and young adults. My name's Emily, and since you seem to be a big reader, I want to know if you could live in the world of one of your books, what world would you want to live in?
I don't really think I would like to live in a world of one of my books. I just don't, like... my favorite book series are Harry Potter and Percy Jackson, the Olympians, and I wouldn't want to exactly want to live in one of those plots or anything.
Thanks.
Hi, Quinn.
Hi, my name is Quinn, and what's your favorite book, and why?
My favorite book, one of my favorite books that I read when I was younger was The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, and it actually inspired me. He was an author who inspired me to be a writer, and it was because I loved the way he described things, and I really felt like I was in the place that he was talking about, and it felt very real to me.
He's amazing.
Cool.
What's your question?
My name is Karen, and Quinn, I'm wondering if you like amusement parks, and if there's a particular amusement park that you've been to, and or like a fair that you've been to, and whether there was a particular ride that you like to go on.
Well, since I love water so much, I have to say Zoom Flume, even though I've only been there once.
Great.
Shouldn't you be on the kid's side?
Too bad.
Fine.
You gonna go first or me?
My name's Wilder.
I'm gonna go first, you know?
No,
my
no,
name is
no.
Tiana.
You're so mean.
And what is your favorite amusement park?
Six Flags.
Interesting.
My name's Wilder, and what's your favorite word?
Bob Marley, pretty much.
Great, my favorite word is anti-distance lavishmentarianism.
My name is Loretta, and what is your favorite show, movie, or play?
Wow, that's a really hard question for me. I right now at this very moment, the anime Morabito has captured my attention, and I haven't finished it yet, so it's still gripping my interest, and I think it's a great anime. My name is Christiana. And I'm wondering if you have someone who you don't know, who you look up to as a personal hero, or if you know someone personally who's a personal hero of yours, who is it and why?
I really don't have a personal hero, actually. I guess you could say anyone who swims in the Olympics, because I really love swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, just this summer, I passed the last level of swimming.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm in lifeguard training right now.
Oh, excellent. That's
I'm
great.
Excited.
Thank you.
You did first. You. Oh, by me. My name is Selena, and what's your favorite movie and why?
Okay, my name's Andy.
Thank you.
My favorite movie, I think I'm going to say Field of Dreams. And
I know what I'm going to say already.
I think it's just really incredibly well done. It's about baseball, which is a great American sport. And I introduced the movie to my daughter, Madeline, a few years ago. And she liked it so much that she's watched it about 25 times.
My favorite movie.
I would like to know what your favorite movie is and why.
My favorite movie is Sharkboy and Lavagirl, and because why? Is because I just like them both, and because Sharkboy can bite through metal with sharp teeth.
All right.
Yay.
My name is Madeline, and I was going to ask the same question, so what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? It's a toss-up between Dr. Zhivago and Lawrence of Arabia. They're both older movies, but they're big screen, beautiful, wonderful, epic films. So both of those are probably tied for my favorite movie. What is your favorite? My name's Marjorie, and I'd like to know what your favorite movie is and why.
I don't really know.
What's the last movie you watched?
I don't really know. I forget.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Olivia. What's your favorite design of clothing?
You mean like designer?
Yeah, like for example, Aeropostale, Hollister, Old Navy.
I'd have to say Gunny Sacks by, I think, Laura.
I feel like I don't know the designer name, though. I think her name's Laura Ashley, but I might be totally, totally wrong. Okay. But Gunny Sacks is, like, a type of clothing that my mom used to have, and it's kind of Victorian a little bit. So it's got, like, high collars and high waists, and I just really like that style of clothing. And I'm Amanda, and I want to know what favorite subject, what's your most favorite, what's your favorite subject in school and why?
That's a toughie, because school is a big problem for me. But I would have to choose, it would have to be English, because I like writing and I like literature. So, yeah.
Cool. Hi, I'm Becky.
You asked the question first.
Okay. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ice cream.
Yes.
Don't copy me. I'm Wilder, and I was wondering, I have a social studies question for you.
Okay.
What is the intolerable axe?
I don't know. This is embarrassing. I was a history major at college. I don't know. What is it?
It's a series of laws.
Saying what?
Stuff. Very important stuff.
Do you want to take over the answer?
What I think it's what led to the Revolutionary War, like the...
That's wrong.
The Boston Tea Party?
No.
The Boston Massacre?
That's completely wrong.
I believe it, actually, wasn't it taxation without representation?
Yeah. No.
Then what was it?
It was a series of harsh laws passed by the British Parliament. Two of them were the Boston Port Act and the Quebec Act.
My name's Lena, and I was wondering, when is your birthday, and why?
Okay, my name is Abdul. My birthday is on September 1st, because that's the day I was born on. Okay, here's my question. What is your favorite thing to do every day? You can only pick one.
Everything to do every day is before the bus comes is that I like listening to music before the bus comes, and because I like to listen to music a lot, any type.
Hi, my name is Madeline. Okay. What is the favorite place what is your favorite place you ever visited?
My favorite place I ever visited is probably Wildwood, New Jersey, which is on the Jersey Shore, and I love it because it's got a 2-mile boardwalk with 3 amusement parks on it. And it also has old 50s motels and diners. And it's also near Cape May, which is a really beautiful natural area. And it has a beach. Yeah. Hi, my name is Karen. And I wondered, what's your favorite thing to do outside?
Sit outside on the porch swing and read.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Olivia equals awesome, and my question is, if you were to wear one pair of shoes, what would, for the rest of your life, what would that one pair of shoes be?
I think I'd have to go with a pair of really sturdy boots that would really serve me well in lots of situations.
Okay.
Okay. has there ever been a time where there's been a conflict in your life when you've had to solve a problem? And if so, what was the problem and how did you work to solve it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Has there been a conflict or a problem in your life with someone? And what's that conflict been and how did you work to solve it?
Well, my most recent conflict was who's going to tip the waitress at Applebee's? That was like a 5-minute tough decision on who was. But yeah, so we solved it by giving him nothing. I gave him a dum-dum in my pocket from earlier in that evening.
I'm Wilder, and I'm Wilder, and my question is, if you could only bring one of the objects I am about to name to a desert island, which would it be? Ketchup, toilet paper, an airsoft gun, and a folding chair.
Definitely the folding chair. Hello?
Wrong answer. The right answer was ketchup.
Oh.
It would taste good to eat yourself.
I don't know if I could really actually eat myself, but
it's easy.
Yeah. Hopefully there's coconuts on that island, deserted island. Maybe?
It's a little tiny island about the size of a chair.
With only sand on it.
With only a little palm. With only a little palm tree.
A little palm tree. Excellent. Plastic. Excellent. All right, Wilder. I'm Christiana, and my question for you is, what is the biggest mistake that you think grown-ups make?
Yelling at me.
Thank you.
But I have a question, and the question is for Juan. And I'm asking, a certain someone asked me to ask you this question. So it's not my question. But Juan, why did you decide to get involved with WGXC?
I used to member in a group, the name is Expresiones Hispanas. We like it, make it the radio in Spanish, full time in Rainback. It's possible. And right now it's a petition in FCC for license. When having a license, we open it, the radio in Spanish for and a cover on Poughkeepsie, Kingston, Sorgary, Millbrook, Pamplain, Millerton, Dover Plain. This is a lot of community Hispanic. And it's, I make it a radio show in this radio in all Sunday in 2 to 4 o'clock in Spanish for everything people. And I was involved in this. It's beautiful work for and contacting all community. I like it. I live in here. The member of this community. I needed working here, and I participate in everything activity.
Thank you.
Voy a hacer una pregunta en español para ti.
Do you ask why I don't speak Spanish? okay.
Sí. Voy a hacer una pregunta en español. Sí. ¿Qué es lo que más te gusta de trabajar en la comunidad? ¿Qué es lo que más le gusta de trabajar en la comunidad? ¿Qué es lo que más le gusta trabajando en la comunidad?
I this right now, making people talk to each other and getting excited about getting to know each other and things about each other.
My name's Lena, and I wanted to know what's your favorite And I wanted to know what is your favorite thing to do in the afternoon and at night, and why?
My favorite thing to do in the afternoon and the evening would probably be reading my books because I don't get a lot of time to read during school. My least favorite thing to do is homework because that tends to take up most of my time. And my name is Amanda, and I was wondering what your favorite color was and why.
My favorite color is pink and purple. And because I like the two colors is because they go together really well under hundreds. I like to color with pink and purple in my room.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and I don't know your favorite, well, I want to do a question somebody said. Why, if you had a world you wanted to go into from one of your books, which one would it be, and why?
That was my question before I had to think about an answer. I've already been to that world, but not with the vampires and werewolves. Yeah. I think I would probably want to go somewhere really wild, like Alice in Wonderland. Even though some stuff is pretty scary there, it would be pretty neat to see all the crazy stuff. I want to know if you could have dinner with anyone in the entire world this evening, who would you want to have dinner with?
It's a tough question, but...
Can you handle it?
Yeah, I think I can. Maybe it would probably be with King Tut.
Like living King Tut or mummy King Tut?
Probably when he was alive, it would feel better.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Madeline, and what is your favorite snack?
My favorite snack is pirate booty, the cheesy puffy stuff.
Yeah.
And I also love Annie's snacks with the pretzels and the bunnies that are cheese coated. Uh-huh. Yeah. My name is Karen, and I was wondering if there was ever a time that you were really scared and how you handled it. Like if you did something to, like if you had to be courageous to get through it and how you got through it.
Not much. There's a few times where like one of my dogs ran away, but then came back. Like after, like one time, one of my dogs didn't come back for 3 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. But then you find them, and that's how it solves it.
Did you help look for your dogs?
Yeah.
Did you have to look around the neighborhood, or? And you found him.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he go?
Usually there's like this hole in our neighbor's backyard house or something, and it's like under to a cellar or something, and they like to go in there.
Thank you.
this is kind of a follow-up question. And my name is Loretta, but why would you want to have lunch with King Tut, of all people?
Of all people, probably things. I would ask him some questions like how you would try, what was their favorite game to play? I'd probably interview him that. A few questions like that. Like their schools, their, how their civilization worked, I'd probably say, ask him. Probably interview him about that.
Okay.
So, I'm Quinn, and I was just wondering, what's your favorite letter and why? Like, how it looks?
Probably S, because that's the first initial of my last name, and I always do it in cursive, just the first letter. I do it for my first name, too, so probably L and S, because I write my first two letters, the first letter of my name in cursive, and then the rest normally, unless we're asked to do it in cursive or in print. And I just love how it looks when I do it, like, kind of fast and cursive, so L and S.
Hi, I'm Becky, and I want to know if you could travel back in time to any time period and place, where would you go?
The Big Bang.
And why?
That's actually a very good point. So, I could see something go boom.
But he died.
My name's Wilder, and my question is, does this sound good? I suggest you take your ear.
Kinda.
Hi, my name's Madeline, and I want to know, what's your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is the combination of green and purple, because they're complementary colors, and I just really love how they go together. Like, my room is painted green and purple. I'm Amanda, and I was wondering if you could have any mythological creature as a pet, which would you choose and why?
I think I would choose a dragon. I don't know why, I just would. It'd be fun to, like, ride a dragon or something. That'd be cool.
Cool.
My name is Courtney, and my question is, what do you like to do in your spare time?
I haven't had much lately, but I like to be outdoors. I could be gardening, I could be walking the dog, I could be playing golf, I could be bird watching, anything that's outdoors, and I'm enjoying a day like today. That's what I like to do. My name's Andy. My question is, where do you like to go to shop for clothes, and why do you like that place the best?
I like to go to Macy's because you can get really nice deals, and all their stuff is, like, really cute and trendy. So I like to shop there.
Hi, my name is Nika, and if you could morph any two animals together, which one would it be?
That could be potentially scary. trying to think of a non-scary combo. What about a rabbit and a bird? That could be cute.
My
name is Emily.
Hi.
And what is your dream vacation?
Probably to go to like some exotic resort on an island, just like by myself with like coconut trees and everything. Yeah.
Lay it on me.
My name is Wilder, and if you could have any extra limb that's an any extra limb of an animal, what would it be?
I guess it would be a lobster claw, and if anybody was giving me a hard time, I could threaten to pinch them.
There's a better type of claw.
A better type of claw?
Yes.
What would that be?
A pistol shrimp claw.
A pistol shrimp claw?
Yes.
I'm going to look into that when I go home to my computer.
Research pistol shrimp.
I will. My name is Karen, and Wilder, I have a question for you, and that is, how did you get so smart?
Not actually. I hate reading.
Then he got on the computer.
No, I never go on the computer.
You learn in school.
I don't really pay attention.
You learn from what your friends have said to you.
You're not the person answering this.
What do you think, Wilder?
I learned it from the magical light bulb genie.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and if you got a ticket for free to go anywhere in the world you wanted to, and they all already gave you the equipment, you didn't need to do anything, where would you go?
You're talking about like a plane ticket?
It could be anything.
So it could be like a concert or like amusement park. Or there's so many places I want to go. I would probably want to go to Japan and just spend like as much time as I wanted there.
Where?
Japan. Yeah. Because I really love their culture and their language and traditions and stuff. My name is Amanda, and I want to know what your favorite comic book character or cartoon character is, and why.
Well, I think myself, I like the Peanuts. So I think in the Peanuts, my favorite character would be Susie.
Why?
Well, probably because she is one of the only people that is either not being bullied or the one bullying someone. She's only talking about mud pies the whole time, so.
Cool. Yeah. I just want to know what's your favorite movie and why?
I don't really have a favorite movie. Sometimes I come across a movie I like, but I don't know. I can't remember right now.
My favorite movie is Spirit and and Shrek and Love Girl again because Love Girl can shoot love out of her hands and spirit. Girl's friend, she doesn't get captured, but Spirit does get captured, and that's sad, but girlfriend's happy because she doesn't get captured.
Thank you.
My name's Loretta, and what is your favorite play, and why?
I'm really into musicals and stuff, so I really like the musical 42nd Street because of all the bright lights and stuff. My school did it when I was in fourth grade, and it really just amazed me. My name is Courtney, and what is your favorite thing to eat or drink?
Well, probably, this is kind of embarrassing, but just candy. I have a really big sweet tooth, so, yeah.
Hi, my name is Nika. If you could change your career today to anything you wanted, what would you do?
That's a great question. When I think about changing careers, I usually think I'd like to be a farmer. And I think the reason is because I work with people all the time, and it's great, but sometimes you get overwhelmed by all the people stuff. So it sounds like it would be great just to get on a tractor and drive around in the field, which I know is not what farming is, but it sounds fun. What's your favorite holiday and why? My name's Andy. What's your favorite holiday and why?
Halloween, because of all the candy, and you get to dress up to be something else just for like one day.
Great.
Hi, my name is Madeline, and I wanted to know, what's your favorite color combination?
Wow, thank you, Madeline. It's Madeline, right? My favorite color combinations are blue and gold, or blue and yellow, purple and gold. The word's escaping me right now, but on the color wheel, it's the colors that go across from each other that mm-hmm. are my favorite color combinations. My question for you is, what do you read magazines, which ones, and why? And, we'll leave it at that.
The only magazine that I read is the American Girl magazine, which I get. It's interesting. I don't know. I just read it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My name's Lane, and I went. Actually, you can ask this question.
Okay. My name is Courtney, and what would you like to be when you grow up, and why?
I want to be a teacher. And I want to be a superhero named Lava Girl, and I want to be Lava Girl, but I want to have a shark suit with lava going through it. And I want to have hair just like hers, because it flames on fire, and her fingers can go on fire, and And she can make lava go through on her fist. And they also like Shark Boy because Shark Boy can bite through metal when he gets really, really, really angry.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I wanted to know, what's your favorite thing to do outside and what you like doing inside and why?
I like to hang out with my friends outside, sometimes go for like a bike ride because it's fun, and my favorite thing to do inside is read, because I can really get into a book easily, and then I'm excited about how the end's going to be, and then when I get to the end, I just want to keep on reading more and more. So, yeah.
My name's Loretta, but you already know that, and you're probably going to be able to answer anything you ask me yourself, so...
That's because I'm your mom.
Yeah. But what is your favorite country and why?
My favorite country is the United States. And even though I've traveled to some other countries, and I feel very fortunate, like to have been to Italy, Sweden, Finland, Greece, England, Ireland, and Wales, and Canada, and Mexico. I still love traveling in the United States the best because I love places like Niagara Falls and Bryce Canyon in Utah and the Red Rock Canyons of Utah and the desert in California. My name is Karen, and Loretta, is there a question that nobody asked you that you wish somebody had asked you that, and if so, you can answer it?
Not really.
Okay, well, what's your favorite place?
I've never been to Ireland.
Answer the question.
Probably. Okay, well, everybody's saying I should do somewhere that I've never been, so probably India.
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 India. Very good. Thank you.
Hi, I'm...
No, I go first.
My name's Wilder, and my question is, if you could wield any medieval weapon, what would it be?
Medieval weapon?
Yes.
Probably my first choice, because I would probably be an axe, because I think a sword would be a little bit too sharp for me, or too many sides. It would probably be an axe, because it doesn't have as much blade, and it's probably easier to chop with. what's your favorite animal and why?
I have three favorite animals.
List them.
Wolverine, water bear, and pistol shrimp. A water bear is this 1 millimeter long thing with four legs, a shell, a little antennae, and it can survive pretty much anything. It's a shrimp with a claw.
Shaped like a pencil?
No. That the muscles are so tense in it, when it shuts It creates two vacuum bubbles that when it hits a fish that it's hunting, it literally explodes. At only 800 degrees less than the surface of the sun. You don't know what a wolverine is. And a wolverine because it can bite through steel.
Nice.
Hi, my name is Nika, and my question for you is, if you can go back and change time, what song would you have written?
If I could go back and...
And change time, what song would you have written?
What that song? Like? Gosh. I don't know. What song would I have written?
From, like, anybody, I guess. Like,
yeah, I mean, I love all different kinds of music. No, it wouldn't be Back in Black.
American Idiot.
You're not helping. That's a tough question. Nothing from Weird Al Yankovic.
I'll change it.
No, that's okay. Oh. It would probably be a Beatles song, because they're just such great melodies. Yesterday or one of just I love their music and their songs, so it would probably be a Beatles song. What is one thing you absolutely want to do before you turn 30, and why?
I want to probably go skydiving. Because I know when I get older, I'm probably not going to want to do those exciting things anymore.
That's not true.
In my opinion. And, yeah, I just want to, like, get every, like, daredevil thing out of the way before I hit the big 3-0. So, yeah.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank everybody for coming. I'm Grace.
And I'm Quinn.
And this is Why Do You Say That? Family Radio Workshop. And thank you for with everybody. All right, bye.